expectancy for the demand. Counting the months for as long as you can. Think of a number, a fraction of ten. Bring the decimal point and you're grounded again.
And I was just thinking to myself, that sounds awfully like John Wetton on vocals. And sure enough, I go and check, and there it is, John Wetton, the late John Wetton on bass and vocals on that particular track. A track called Numbers. You heard also in the Cuban Crisis, Remote Control and Case Scope. You listen to the Phil Manzanera solo album, his second solo album that came out in 1978. It's called Manzanera. Quite an impressive list of musicians on this album. You've got Phil on organ and guitar playing the CS-80. Definitely Simon Phillips' drums in there. Definitely him. Paul Thompson, Bill McCormick. Let's have a look. Eddie Rayner, Dave Skinner, and Tim and Neil Finn on vocals. Lol Cream and Kevin Godley on vocals as well. And as I said, John Wetton on lead vocals and Francis Muckman on piano. The album is he doesn't see the limelight as much as, of course, the lead singer, because, you know, lead singers get the limelight for just about everything. But this is his second solo album. His first one was Diamond Head in 75, and then Primitive Guitars in 82. Played on stage with David Gilmour on the island. So he's well respected as a musician, singer, guitar player, producer, you name it. He's done everything. And this next track is going to feature Kevin Godley, I believe, on vocals. And so I'm a big fan of Godley and Cream. And that's another band that I've been kind of exploring recently, is 10cc. And there's Godley and Cream period is quite diverse. And the latest stuff, I mean, I'd listened to Bloody Tourist, and it's one of my favorite 10cc albums. So that was the first album that was released after. So I think we'll have a 10cc feature coming up very shortly. If not that, a Godley and Creme. Maybe we'll mix it in with Godley and Creme and see how it goes. But I've been watching some of their live shows on YouTube, and they're pretty amazing vocally, which was, you know, their forte. But an interesting story behind 10cc, a Manchester band. All right, so enough about 10cc. We're talking about Phil Manzanera. So, yeah, let's go on to the next track. It's called Hotspot and features, as I said, Mr. Kevin Godley. I believe he's on lead vocals. We'll soon tell as soon as the singing starts. And, yeah, you are listening to Transatlantic Express on the House of Prog and on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here we go.
Burning, burning at the hotspot. To hell, back listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prague.
Gone! helpless today. Take away your strife. Take away your thoughts of pain. Take away your life.
Don't find you can work behind. It's the only way. Don't try and give you peace of mind. You do what we say.
Listening to Transatlantic Express on the House of Prog. That is Mr. Phil Manzanera and a track by the name of Gone Flying. You heard Slow Motion TV, which sounded a lot like The Stranglers to me. And Hotspot. Numbers, Cuban Crisis, Remote Control, K-Scope. This is definitely much more of a prog rock vibe than Roxy Music itself. And, of course, Brian Ferry. I mean, it's interesting that the dynamical change between, you know, two main members of one band that can put out something quite diverse in that sense. And that's, you know, what makes bands the way they are, is that they've got these diverse opinions and diverse tastes in music. And, yeah, the way they do things. 1979, this came out. So we're looking of the three albums that we've covered today, 1979, 1975, and 1975 for the solo Ferry album. His fifth solo album? I don't know. That doesn't sound right to me. But The Bride Stripped Bare, Siren, and Phil Manzanera's Manzanera came out in 1979 as well. So very busy time for this band, doing all kinds of things at all kinds of places. They were the band to be, I guess. You have been listening to DJ Ian. That's me on the House of Prog and on CGSF 90.1. I hope you've enjoyed the show. We try and vary it up, the format, from week to week. You never quite can tell what I'm going to do. And I do like to rip my vinyl, and so you'll basically be hearing MP3s ripped from vinyl. You have one of those Audio Technica turntables, and I spent a few hours last night. And I'm listening to some of this music for the first time myself, so if you're listening and you enjoy it, check us out on the House of Prog and also on cdsf.ca. It's a local radio station here in the Vancouver area. And we go on Tuesdays, 10 p.m. on CDSF and on 7 a.m. on Thursday mornings. So thanks for being here. Much appreciated. We're going to finish off with maybe one more track from Phil. And I hope you've enjoyed the show. We'll see you next week. Adios, sayonara, hasta pronto, and we'll see you later.
Thank you.
You have been listening to DJ Ian on the houseofprog.com and his radio show Transatlantic Express. Tune in every Friday, 12 noon, Pacific, 8 p.m. UK. And if you're in Vancouver, you can check out the show on CJSF 90.1 FM every Tuesday, 10 p.m. Until then, have a great week, and we'll see you next time.